Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at the church. I'm joined here today by Molly Wierick. She's on our administrative staff. If you don't know the Gospel Fuel podcast, this portion is called Midweek Refill. And what we do is we work through our reading plan, Bible reading plan for the year. We just kind of chat about something that stood out to one of our church leaders. And hopefully that encourages you in your walk with Christ and encourages you to keep engaging with Scripture this year. So we're on week 8, and that includes readings in Leviticus, a few Psalms, and then also in Hebrews. So with that, Molly, what do you have for us today?
Yes. So I chose in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and it says, "For the word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So I chose this verse. Obviously, when you read this, I mean, just thinking about God's word being alive and active. And I love that because I feel like when you think about how much God loves us, he loves us so much that he sent his only son for us and have saved us from our sins. But he also left us with his word, which is alive and active and is able to do everything that we need to be able to truly obey and follow him. Yeah. And so I feel like when it talks about the part of it being sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of soul and spirit, I can almost picture it just like cutting through to through the deepest layers to where like you are exposed, like all of us, where the good and the bad is shown. But even beyond that, to expose any disbelief. Is there any areas in my life where I'm not fully trusting the Lord or where I have disbelief? And so I feel like that's just been a good verse to really wrestle with. His word is alive, it is active, and it can penetrate through the deepest layers to expose any unbelief that I may have.
Sometimes we underestimate the power of God's word. We can get caught up in checking a box or, you know, you read your Bible in the morning and you're like, I don't really know what I got out of it. Like, did it really do anything? And I think we need to keep reminding ourselves to return to this idea. God's word is living and active because it is doing its work, even if we don't feel it.
Yes.
And even if we don't like sense it in the moment, like didn't really get this big truth out of it. I think we have to remember that it is doing its work. It is alive. It is something that is the Holy Spirit is using in our hearts to sanctify us.
Yes.
I heard someone say one time that you don't remember every meal you ate. You probably couldn't remember. You probably couldn't tell me what you ate for lunch last Wednesday.
Right.
But it still nourished your body.
Yes.
So we may not be able to remember what we read last Wednesday, maybe.
Right.
But God's word is still active. It is still working. It is still sanctifying us. And its mines are inexhaustible. We spend our whole lives mining its depths. That's a good word to bring, especially in a podcast like this where we're going through God's word.
Yes.
And we say around our church a lot, it's the word that does the work.
Right. Absolutely. And when you feel like, or at least I feel like in any area of life, God's word has what I need. So if I really want to learn how to be a good wife, how to parent, how to be a friend, how to be a church member, how to know my identity as a child of God, whatever it is that I'm needing, how to know how to forgive, whatever it is, God's word has what we need. And I like the analogy, too, of when you marinate something, it really soaks in and absorbs. And so just marinating in God's word and absorbing it and just letting it gets so deep inside of us that it's alive and it's active and it's doing the work that it needs to do in our lives.
I don't remember the reference off the top of my head, but I know elsewhere in scripture says that God has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Yes.
And the word testifies about itself.
Yes.
So God in his word has given us everything we need.
Yes.
So we need to not give up and continue to dive into God's word, continue to see what it says and how it bears on our lives. That's awesome.
I agree.
Well, thanks for sharing, Molly. Yes. Appreciate your time with us.
Absolutely.
Good to hear from another one of our leaders. Hope this is encouraging to you, church, and we'll hope to see you next time on the Gospel Fuel podcast.